Are you ready? Marks and Smarks. This is the Smarkilas Pilipinas podcast.
You are listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Smarkilas Pilipinas podcast. Stunning Stancy at your service. Right across me, Ravishing Ro Moran. And
hey,
inside the booth, we're being joined by a very special guest. We've got the Senorito Jake De Leon. He'll be talking to us in just a bit about what's going on in his head prior to Revolution X. But right now, we've got to talk about something very, very important that happened in wrestling this week. And that,
in the wrestling atmosphere,
yes,
periphery world.
That which I am talking about is the latest episode of Tanod Season 2.
Yeah. If you haven't caught up on Tanods, you're really missing out on something special. Because it's I guess, what, the millennial take on what? The Philippine sitcom.
Yeah, yeah. It's very refreshing. I've got to admit, I've only seen like a few episodes, but I love what I've seen. And of course, it helps that we know Brian Wilson. He's a friend of ours.
We know Brian Wilson. We know Mico Lovello.
Another friend of ours, yeah.
Who is directing, who made the show, who created the show.
Uh-huh.
And, well, we trust him to put out a really good product.
And this week, that product actually included two of the PWR guys.
Two of our friends of the podcast.
Yes. So one of them, the heart and soul of PWR, Bombay Suarez, and the other, the intimate warrior, Rederick Mahaba. So both of them were on the show.
Yeah,
and
they had an extended cameo on the, no?
On the show as goons.
As, yeah, goons of Mystica, Mystica's character.
I have something to say.
Okay,
about it.
Say.
Alam mo, Bombay, kala ko we had something special. Kala ko, Bombay, yung 3D na yan. Kala ko sa atin lang yan, Bombay. Eh, tuloy, mukhang goon ka. Tangin na mo. Ngayon lang ni Red. Wala, hindi ako selos.
Well, as you heard the senorita say, they actually performed a 3D and a bunch of other wrestling moves on the show as part of Mystica's goon squad.
Yeah, that was fun to watch. It was fun seeing Brian Wilson take a double choke slam through a table.
Ryan Wilson took everything, man.
Yeah, yeah. He took a power bomb. He took a bomb shelter. Kulang na lang na Rederick Mahaba would have put him through the jacolade.
I was waiting for that spot. But it could have been wonderful.
Yeah.
Could have been magical.
Yeah. Sadly, Brian did miss out on that. So
we will get Rederick Mahaba on the show in the near future to talk about why there was no jacolade.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so if you haven't seen that yet, please do. Like Ro was telling me earlier, it's just 13 minutes of your time.
Yeah, it's not very long. That's what I love about these D5 Studio products, because they really don't take up a lot of your time.
Yeah, so it's all over on YouTube. We also shared it on smarkhenry.ph. Other things that happened this week probably include the release of the new Chris Panzer commercial.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
That happened this week, too. And I'd like to think that he hit a career high being cast as one of Jay Dean's friends.
Talagang Chris Panzer commercial, hindi Jay Dean commercial.
No, it's a Chris Panzer commercial as far as we're concerned.
And yeah, you're right in saying that. That is his best role so far. Because who would not want to be, you know, friends with the hottest teen couple? Well, they're not teens, but the hottest young couple in Philippine showbiz.
Yeah, so we're probably going to be doing something about that on smarkhenry.ph. Stay tuned. Because we have been keeping tabs on all of Chris Panzer's work.
Hindi naman kami medyo obsessed.
Yeah, you know, he has an extensive portfolio. And we may know
it's getting more and more extensive.
Yeah, so we'll come up with something about that. This week, a lot of things happened, and at the same time, it also felt like not a lot of things happened. You know what I mean? Like, it's just one of those weeks, which is weird, because in the WWE, Extreme Rules is coming up.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, this week was a go-home week, and it didn't kind of feel that way.
It did not. I guess that's the disadvantage of having PPV spread out over 3 weeks.
Niederman, I wouldn't say it's because, there's another PPV so soon. I would say that it's because Raw really is hurting by being 3 hours. So instead of closing the show with big moments like, you know, the six-man tag. It was a six-man tag, but
no, it was a tag team match.
It was a tag team match. Well, whatever. The segment that highlighted the main event feud. Instead of closing the show with that, the third hour, we have to close the second hour where the most people are watching.
Yeah.
and we have, and then they close the show with something else entirely.
It's sad because the third hour just felt like the bonus hour.
Oh, but always nowadays it always feels like the bonus hour.
Hindi siya tulad ni Elizabeth Olsen. She's the bonus Olsen, but you can appreciate her so much. With Ross 3 hours, the third hour.
I don't even know.
Well, people call her the bonus Olsen. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, with Raw being 3 hours long, hindi nga 3 hours. It's 3 hours 15. Because
yeah,
normally
yeah.
It stretches out to 11:15
there's
Manila
always an
time.
Overrun.
Yeah, yeah. And nakakapagod siya. I sure. Say this week after week as someone who watches this live, right?
Well, they know that. That's why everything big happens by the end of the second hour.
Pero sayang eh, diba? You had that last hour of airtime, which they use so haphazardly. Na,
parang the third hour is a cool-down hour.
Yeah, nagiging mema siya. You know, for me at least, nagiging mema siya.
So as a whole, it doesn't... Well, the whole thing doesn't feel impactful.
Right, right.
Unless they actually have the big moments close the show.
At this point, though, I'd like to think we're preaching to the choir because everybody knows this. Everybody, it seems,
yeah,
but WWE.
Sure. Okay.
Right?
Well, they know it. They do actually want to go back to 2 hours, but USA Network is not letting them.
Talaga? Okay,
yeah,
this is the first
true,
time I'm
yes.
actually hearing this.
You do not read me, kasi. It has been a thing. Even Vince gets tired of having three-hour shows, but... Because of the advertisers and the ratings and everything, USA Network pressures them to keep it at 3 hours.
Which is funny, because in recent months, there has been talk of Raw not rating as much as it used to, or getting
sure.
low ratings. So if it's been getting low ratings, then how can USA still justify having a third hour?
Just because it doesn't get the highest ratings ever doesn't mean it's not making money. Like, you still have 3 hours. That's a lot of fun. You know this. You're Broadcom. That's still a lot of advertising space to sell. You know, even if they don't have high ratings, the fact that they're still getting ads, buying their airtime, it's still a big, you know, it's still a big boon for both WWE and the USA Network.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I see that. Like, I sit through all the commercials, so I know this as much as anyone who watches in the States. But, yun lang. I guess the point of the mini rant is nakakapagod siya. So, it really is tough to get through. So, hang in there, I guess, if you're one of those people who still watches Raw religiously and make sure not to miss every single moment that goes down. With that being said, we've got Extreme Rules coming up in just a few days. So why don't we run through the card and let's give our predictions, right? Starting off with the kickoff. I'm surprised that Ziggler and Corbin didn't get any time on Raw this week.
Sure.
Right? So they've got a no DQ match, which I hope settles their feud.
I just wish they had promo time. Someone needs promo time.
Yeah, yeah. They would give Baron Corbin these little picture-in-picture promos during his entrance, but that's not enough. Because the most he can say is, what, 2-3 sentences?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not enough to accurately tell a story. And you've got Dolph Ziggler, who some 18 months ago was the hottest babyface in the company.
A lot can happen in 18 months.
Apparently. And yeah, now he's languishing again. And I know that he's under contract with the WWE for a while, so he's not going mm-hmm. anywhere. But at the same time, it's as if he isn't there.
Yeah, sure. Nobody, I think that's the problem. Nobody misses Dolph anymore.
Yeah,
it's a thing. I don't know whose fault is it. I don't know if it's his fault for not evolving. He's good, but he hasn't been evolving.
What does he need to take that next step?
I think he needs an edge. I mean, it's something we've been saying for the longest time about Dolph. He needs an edge that... He needs to understand that he's not just a performer. He's supposed to be in there, kayfabe. He needs to be there as a competitor. He needs to stop focusing on trying to be the best entertainer. It's fine. And you can be you can entertain if you're just damn good.
Yeah, and that's the crux of his gimmick, the show-off. That's his thing.
But that's not a real consideration in kayfabe. Because if you were fighting for a championship, why would you be going out there and saying you're the best entertainer? Even Conor McGregor doesn't say that. You know, even Floyd Mayweather doesn't say that. They're just saying they're the best. They're not saying they're the best at making people making people happy. They're the best at what they do. So that's the thing that Dolph really needs to take to heart, and not just in kayfabe, I guess, but also in his actual shoot personality.
I just wish na Dolph gets matched up with someone that makes me care about him. Kasi baligtad din nangyayari. Yeah, you have sure. Baron Corbin, who's a newcomer, okay. And he gets paired up with Dolph Ziggler. So if you're following Baron Corbin closely, you care about this story kasi it's Dolph Ziggler na yung kapartner niya, diba?
Yeah.
But as somebody who follows Ziggler, I don't really care much for Baron Corbin. Enough to be like, I'm invested in Ziggler's fate
this. They're not telling any stories, really. They're just putting them in matches, you know, week after week.
Yeah, yun pa. Paulit-ulit siya, di ba? It's the same thing. So, what makes Extreme Rules different from, say, the match that they had on Raw 2 weeks ago? Di ba? I don't get it. So, because of this, I want Baron Corbin to win and just move on. And I want Ziggler to just move on as well and just, you know, find somebody else to feud with. Next up, Fatal 4-Way for the Intercontinental Championship. Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens versus Cesaro versus The Miz. They had a tag team match this past week on Raw. It was very interesting because, one, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn were reunited as a tag team for the first time in WWE. Mm-hmm. Two, you had a babyface and a heel in both teams. Three, I don't know if you noticed this, pero matching sila, yung mga naging teammates.
Okay.
Miz and Cesaro in white and gold, Owens and Zayn in black and red, and a bit of white.
Wait. Okay, right. Well, I haven't seen this storytelling device in quite a while, no?
Yeah. And it was weird having Shane go out there and say na, you know, I'm tired of seeing this paulit-ulit na.
That's true.
Diba?
But may sense yung sinabi niya.
Yeah, may sense yung sinabi niya. But you could say the same thing about Ziggler Corbin,
sure.
Which we just talked about. There was a bit of self-awareness, I guess. Which,
well, maybe he, you know, like all normal human beings, he cares more about one thing than another.
Okay. Granted, the self-awareness is actually warranted. Kasi there's only so much you can do with these four guys with a permutation of combinations, given you have two baby faces and two heels.
Okay.
And you've seen all the combinations over the last few weeks. So this was refreshing. And if anything, I think this is the last hurrah of these four at least working together.
Okay.
Like at the Extreme Rules, I'm predicting The Miz retains.
Really?
I'm predicting The Miz retains. Yeah. I still don't think
Owens
and Zayn are
so.
Done. Owens and Zayn, I think, are not done with each other, but I still don't think they need the title. I think
sure. They're
saving the Cesaro win for a big moment like SummerSlam. That's why I think Miz retains.
I don't think they need a big moment like SummerSlam.
So you think Cesaro's winning this?
Yeah, why not? It's been going on long enough.
Uh-huh.
I think it's time to enough. You know, Miz was never destined to hold the title longer than he has right now.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, sure, he got it from Zack Ryder, the ultimate transitional champion. But I'm pretty sure he was warming the bench, the seat, if you will. He was warming it for someone better.
Are we
and
still?
And now is a good time. Because by this time, everyone, you know, after Extreme Rules, everyone should be gearing up for Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
So I'm also assuming all four men are going to be in some Money in the Bank championship match. In the Money in the Bank championship match. Money in the Bank ladder match, sorry.
Just to, you know, backtrack a bit. Are we still holding out hope that Zack Ryder is back in the IC title picture?
No.
Absolutely
no.
Done.
We've heard a story that everyone in that match petitioned for a Zack Ryder win just because it's WrestleMania. So now that I know that happened, I'm pretty sure it's never going to happen again. I mean, you can have him there as the ultimate underdog tease.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But he doesn't need the Intercontinental Championship now. He won it.
Any ceiling? Is he like a Honma equivalent or something?
Sure.
Like a lovable loser?
Yeah. No, he's good.
All right.
He's good.
Next up, Asylum match. Dean Ambrose versus Chris Jericho. I like the spin because the toys are hanging from the top of the cage. Since you don't see that a whole lot.
So they're in a cell.
Yes. No, they're in a steel cage. And then
do
the
they
steel
have to
cage.
Get out?
No. You have to win by pinfall or submission.
Okay, at least there's that.
And then you have to grab the weapons. If you want to use the weapons, you have to grab them from atop the cage.
Okay.
So the cage has this extra layer, extra four sides. Tas dun nakabitin yung mga fire extinguisher. There's a potted plant. There is a 2x4 wrapped in barbed wire, among other assorted
some
items.
People are laughing at this idea. Not just present company. I've seen it so much. But I kind of like the idea. It's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it might not be super funny. You know,
TNA did it first.
Yeah, TNA did do it first.
Sobrang ano lang, sobrang sly, sobrang weighted lang for Dean Ambrose.
I don't know, it's something new. I want to see it, and I think these are the two guys in the roster right now who can make it work the most.
Yung problem ko lang is sobrang slighted and biased lang towards Dean Ambrose.
Sure.
Nina Shane and Stephanie, di ba? I mean, sure, Dean's the good guy, kakampihan natin siya, pero if Shane and Stephanie want to at least be impartial, since they're trying to play the good authority figures at the moment, why do they have to give Ambrose the edge by letting him dictate the stipulations and giving him the exact scenario that Dean Ambrose wants?
Well, I don't know. Jericho's a dick. Jericho's been a dick to their family for the longest time.
So,
I guess.
Okay. You know? So, what are we predicting here? Because I wrote this week that Jericho wins and we get a rubber match at Money in the Bank. Because wrestling.
No, match. I don't think they get the rubber match. Again, the MITV match is coming up. I think both men are going to be in it.
So how many people are you putting in this match? If, say, the four guys from the IC title picture, tapos these
I think
two,
that's enough.
Six.
Well,
these six.
That's six, but I think they can go as high as eight. You can have guys like Kalisto and
Rusev.
Maybe Rusev, maybe Del Rio.
Nobody from the New Day.
I don't think they need it. They're going to be having their hands full.
Uh-huh.
For sure.
Sino pa ba? Who else would be in not
that's
Dolph Ziggler.
Not Dolph Ziggler.
All right. Next on our list, United States Championship match, Rusev versus Kalisto. I think this is a no-brainer. Rusev is winning this.
Yeah, I think it has to be Rusev. As much as I want to keep Kalisto as champion, it's time for Ruru to have his moment back.
Tsaka, naging stale na rin eh. But there's something about having a babyface champion
sure.
na it can only go on for so long.
Yeah.
Diba?
Well, they didn't write him any good stories either. So, might as well go with Rusev.
And I think, given that John Cena is coming back by Memorial Day, it's going to make it an instant matchup, diba? Cena versus Rusev over the U.S. title. And somewhere down the line, Cena's going to win it again. And the only thing I want out of that sixth U.S. championship reign is the U.S. Open Challenge. Because Lord knows we need that shit back.
Yeah. But, anyone can do it. Kalisto could have done it.
But he didn't.
Why? That's not his fault.
Yeah, but he didn't. There was
it's not his fault he didn't, though.
Right. Tag Team Championship. It's the Vaudevillains versus any combination of the New Day. First off, if the New Day is going to lose, I am betting they're not going with Big E and Kofi. Because the one time the New Day has lost a Tag Team Championship, it was Big E and Xavier.
Mm.
Right? So, I don't know. I think it's a pattern they're going to continue to follow by Extreme Rules. And I am willing to bet that the Vaudevillains win, but my prediction, just to be safe, is still with the New Day.
Yeah. I don't know what they're planning to do here. Obviously, Enzo and Cass can't challenge for the titles yet.
Yep.
No one else is interesting enough. Maybe the Shining Stars, but they're not there yet.
Yeah.
I do also want to say the Vaudevillains win, but I don't think they deserve to win.
Ako rin eh. Kasi it's not like they have any teeth as challengers.
That's true.
Or as heels. Because the only thing that they can hang their hat on is, we injured Enzo Amore.
Sure.
But in reality, like, everybody saw it, that was an accident.
Yeah.
So they can't 100% take credit for it.
They can win, but not tonight. You know, not that night.
I think they have to borrow something you said just earlier, they have to develop their own edge.
Oh.
I think the Vaudevillains
sure.
need something to
sure. okay.
Hang
their hat on.
They
don't win the
on.
Championships at Extreme Rules, but they come away doing something
dastardly.
Yeah, sure.
Despicable, all right? Like, if say the New Day comes up with a sneaky win, they eke out the victory and they retain, I want the Vaudevillains to just lay into them.
Sure.
I don't care kung tatlo kayo, putana, bubugbugin namin kayo. Something like that.
Win.
Yeah. Okay. Next up. Wait, you want to talk about the Shining Stars really quickly since you mentioned it?
So
what do you think about the Shining Stars?
I love the Shining Stars. I've been a fan since day one.
As in, since 2011, 2012.
Since 2010, since they were even Carlito and Primo. So, if you have been sleeping on the Puerto Ricans, you need to wake up, because these guys have been so good for the longest time. They've just been saddled with, lacking gimmicks, but they've been so good.
You know, I actually don't remember na Epico was this hard-hitting and very impactful
he's always
as a wrestler. Because I guess I've associated him with Fernando for the longest time, and Fernando is like Diego, which is a high flyer,
mm-hmm.
diba? But as Epico, once again, kita mo, he's bulkier, and the way he moves is, again, so hard-hitting, so impactful.
But I've seen that the first time. When
I don't remember this, honestly. I mean, I remember, but I don't remember.
Nobody watched them. That's the problem. People slept on them.
So they return as if they were never there to begin with.
Sure.
And then, you know, I like the gimmick. I like the whole, you know, come to Puerto Rico, the Shining Star of the Caribbean shtick. I am, their finisher, the Shining Star, is actually growing on me.
Oh. So, took you a while.
Yeah, it took me a while. Because when I first saw it, I wasn't such a huge fan of it. But there is something interesting about striking finishers. Because in kayfabe, it's a one-hit knockout.
Yep.
Right? So when you have two striking guys, finishers that hit at you simultaneously, that is a super knockout. And now that I think about it, yeah, I want to see the Shining Star more and more.
Granted, it's not, I know, it's not original at all, but it's really great.
What do you think about seeing the two NXT guys in a Skyler and Hollis? And
then they were referred.
Yes, it was them. They were referred to by different names, and yet his tights said Skyler. Sobrang bobo butayna. They were referred to as Kennedy and something from North Carolina, and then the guy singlet fucking red Skyler. So, that was natawa lang ako doon.
Probably nobody thought that there.
I guess. Okay, let's move on to the women's championship match. Natalia versus Charlotte in a submission match. Ric Flair is banned from ringside, and if he shows up, Charlotte will lose the women's championship. I think Charlotte still retains here.
Oh.
Even though they've built up Natty so well over the last month.
Yeah, I don't think gonna. It's just a nice, you know, just a nice consideration that maybe, just maybe, Natalia will win, but everyone knows it's not gonna happen.
What do you think the chances are that Dana Brooke and Becky Lynch find their way in the women's title picture by Money in the Bank?
Sure, that's not Anna. It's not a stretch at all.
Like, just to keep all of them relevant and Natty relevant also, right? Because
once they're gonna have to switch it up.
Yeah,
and unless they have finally a women's Money in the Bank match.
So once Natty is out of the title picture, magiging irrelevant na siya ulit. That's the way I see it. Like, if you had a women's Money in the Bank ladder match this year, how many women can you put in it, and who would you put? Assuming the Charlotte and Natty still feud at Money in the Bank. Let's assume that. So Natty's out, obviously. Charlotte's out. So you have Dana Brooke. You have Becky Lynch. Paige. I think Alicia Fox, you can put her in there. Sasha Banks, if the injury isn't real. I'm not so sure. So you have five. At least five. Because the Team Bad is out. Emma is out.
Right.
Diba? So you have at least five.
Hmm.
It would be semi-interesting just because of the name value. And because of the number.
Even, actually. Well, I guess, what?
Parang kulang
who else is there? There's got to be one more.
Yeah, because the Bellas are... Lana.
Lana could be that.
Or Eva Marie.
You can build her. No, Lana, you can build her. And she competed on WrestleMania. So you got 1 month to build Lana as a potential contender.
In a ladder match.
Yeah, sure. Why not? You want to be a wrestler? Here you go.
Well, shit. Sorry, Lana. I still think though, they are saving the Sasha win for SummerSlam, and it looks like this is the direction in which they're going. And if this really is the case, then they might as well go all in. Don't hold back. Just bring Sasha in when she's healthy, and when they do, don't drop the ball on her.
Mm.
Okay, your main event for Extreme Rules is an Extreme Rules match between AJ Styles and Roman Reigns for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, and it's pretty safe to say that both the club and the Bloodline will be present at ringside.
Oh yeah, sure. No, they also have a match, brother.
Do they know this?
Yes, it's going to be announced on SmackDown.
Okay, okay.
But the club and the Bloodline have their own tag match.
What, for the third time?
Texas Tornado.
Oh shit. Okay, that's
it's
interesting.
It's been a while since we had a tornado match. 2013 Extreme Rules.
Ito being involving Team Hell No in
yes,
the Shield?
Yes, in the Shield.
All right. So, is this elimination style, though?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Was it elimination style last time?
Parang
I think it was. I don't know, it was not.
It was not. Yeah. Interesting.
One fall to a finish.
Interesting.
So, who wins this one, by the way?
Well, obviously, Roman does.
No. The tag match.
Yung tag match.
The tag match, I hope the club wins.
Yeah, I hope the club wins.
Yeah, Jesus.
Because they haven't had a meaningful win. Right?
Sure they will.
And this better be it.
Hmm. Okay, main event, Roman wins, but we may not get the turn. The club turn.
Uh-huh. They're saving that for Raw.
I'm guessing it's happening on Raw.
What if it happens after TakeOver? After Finn Balor fully graduates from NXT?
I think it has to happen after TakeOver. So it's not necessary to have... To completely graduate someone from NXT just to get them on the main roster. I mean, Sasha Banks worked what? She worked
Kevin Owens
respect.
Did.
She worked respect after she came up, right?
Yeah, Kevin Owens worked Beast in the East as an NXT guy.
Yeah.
Sami Zayn worked TakeOver Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just to name a few. But when the turn happens and when Finn Balor comes out, this effectively writes AJ out of the World Heavyweight title picture.
I'm okay with this.
Who takes his place as the number one contender, though? Because at this rate, everyone still seems occupied with something else, right? So I'm guessing now with AJ being busy with Finn and the
Cena,
club.
I don't know. Anyone. Rollins, maybe. Rollins should be back by then.
Actually, I would love to see Rollins back. Or Bray Wyatt, actually.
But
they just turned Bray Wyatt face, yeah. Right? And I'm sure when Bray Wyatt comes back, he'll get a resounding face pop
mm-hmm.
because of the last thing he did. If Rollins comes back, he's coming back as a baby face, no doubt.
Yeah.
And he can match up against a heel against a tweener Roman just the same, diba?
For sure.
Can it happen? Like tweener
There's no
Roman.
Chance that, you know, Seth's getting booed against Roman.
Right, right. Pero will this affect the authority feud? Because people have been speculating that if
Triple H
Seth were to come back, there would be a Rollins versus
Triple
H.
Triple H isn't back yet, so it's fine.
All right. So those are our predictions for Extreme Rules. If you have any predictions of your own, you can always hit us up on Twitter. It's at the SGP Podcast, at Rosewar, at _ Stancy, and at Caveman Camus for Camus who isn't here.
Yep.
Now, we're going to be sitting down and talking to the Señorito Jake De Leon in a bit, so hang in there. We're sitting here with the very first ever PWR champion and one of the number one contenders in our three-way main event for the PWR Championship at Revolution X. The Señorito Jake De Leon returns to the SGP Podcast.
Yes, yes, yes. Kamusta kayo mga amigo at amiga? Nabalik na ulit ako sa SGP. Medyo matagal na. Ilang
yung
guesting ko na to?
I don't know. Yeah, I was about to ask.
Okay.
I've lost count.
Has he tied CVL now?
No, I don't think he has.
No, really?
I don't think he has.
Seriously?
Yeah. Really? Not yet?
Sayang
like
daw.
One or two shy. What? If my math is correct.
Yan sana yung ano eh. Yung I beat him in one other thing.
Yeah.
Other than Revolution X na ako maging bagong champion.
Well, keep coming back and then maybe you can.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's make a habit out of this. All right. So Revolution X is fast approaching. It is 1 week from Saturday. We're recording this on Thursday night.
Mm.
And I think we have to start with where your head is at.
My head is at the PWR Championship, malamang. Number one, goal ko yan ever since I lost it nung Revolution X last year. I haven't stopped thinking about it day in, day out. Nung, well, you were there. Na-cash in, air quotes, ni Brian Leo yung opportunity niya sa akin.
Yeah, so, my hands were tied.
Oh, yeah, okay lang. It's all water under the bridge, pero yun. Ever since that night, never stopped thinking about the PWR Championship. Alam mo yung feeling na finally na ano ka na nasagot ka na ng chick. Ganun, tapos parang bigla lang siya nawala.
Some of our listeners will never know the feeling.
Well,
okay. Pero yun, still number one goal PWR Championship, doesn't matter if it's Ralphie Mabayashi, doesn't matter if it's Brian Leo, kahit sino man nakahawak ng championship na yan, kukunin ko yun.
Hey, I'm glad you mentioned Ralphie Mabayashi because that has to be one other thing on your mind because it's been a while since we talked to JDL, but since then he's watched a friendship go down in flames. What's up with that? Can you take us through
what's up with that?
Yeah, like what really happened there for those who know?
Again, it's the PWR Championship. And nadaanan ni Ralphie, nanalo niya na against Brian Leo.
Yeah.
He held it for around a month.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
Being on top of the totem pole of Philippine wrestling, ibang feeling yun eh.
Right.
Even though I only felt it for 4 minutes, pero iba talaga yung feeling na yun na, shucks, ako yung number one wrestler sa country. And then, yung iba talaga eh. I can't really bottle up that feeling, pero I understand where Ralph is coming from. Kaya hanggang ngayon, even though a lot of shit happened between us.
Right.
I can't really hate him. I actually
really?
Respect... Yeah, I can't really hate him. It does hurt, but I can't really hate him. But yes, I respect his decision. He's standing on his own ground. He's standing on his own terms. And yun, he wants the PWR Championship. I respect that. Pero when it comes to the championship, sorry, walang friends, walang... Okay. Walang kaibigan dito.
You say that about the championship match, but when we were in Paranaque for PWR Live, it was as if the friendship or whatever civil arrangement you had with Ralphie Mabayashi didn't even exist in the first place. So what's the difference between Revolution X and any other date but May 28th? Because as it stands, it doesn't look like you two are even peaceful.
Hindi talaga. Well, yes, we're not peaceful. Peaceful to the point that if we're like, siguro 5 feet away from each other, we won't even touch each other. Pero yeah, put us in the same room talking about the PW Championship, we will probably try to punch each other's face out because it's a really touchy subject. Yeah. I want the championship. He wants the championship. Bradley wants to keep the championship. So the championship is the main cause of everything that's been going on, mostly for in and around PWR.
Let's recap a bit, though, for those who don't follow as closely. When did the whole animosity start? At what moment was it? I can't fully remember right now myself.
It was actually... Yeah, it was a dark time.
Manila, yeah, it was
Manila Madness.
Hey! Yeah.
All right!
Dark time. So yes, Manila Madness siya nagsimula actually. Sa mga fans na hindi masyado naka-follow. Nung time na yun, it was me and Ralphie Mabayashi going up against Classical Brian Leo and Main Max. So at that point, alam namin pareho na we wanted the PWR Championship, pero no one really mentioned their intention. Malamang ako, I already had a chance for the championship at Revolution X. Si Ralph naman, he had a rematch clause, I presume, and he didn't really express his intentions of getting a rematch at Revolution X.
Right.
Parang during that match, stuff happened. I accidentally super kicked him in the face.
Right.
Yun, and I guess that's where the flip was switched with Ralph.
He was pretty touchy. Eh? Yeah. He's pretty touchy.
Yeah, no, but you know, we've been seeing a lot of Ralph's true colors over the last 2 months.
True colors.
Yeah. Right? When you think about it, we've seen this new edge to him, which I didn't expect out of the guy because he'd always been an underdog with a chip on his shoulder, but I never imagined him to be such a hothead.
Oh, you probably haven't seen him in training. Ralph. Matagal siya actually hothead. It's
true. I've seen him in training.
It's just that he kind of bottles it up. But recently, with things that have been happening, now he has a reason to get it out there. And honestly, kahit ano eh, even though he was bottling it up before, he was actually using it to kind of focus himself. Every time he has a loss, he gets hot about it, but he tries to focus on the next thing. Ito talaga eh, the next thing and the only thing that is for him is the PWR Championship.
Let's look at things from a macro level. Let's take you back to Terminus when Ralph Imabayashi won the PWR Championship, right? He wins the title. Brian Leo cowers away in defeat, the Royal Flush tucking their tails between their legs. And suddenly you, Bombay, Redrick Mahaba, Sandata, Chris Mark Panzer. DiManalo, Chris Panzer, all of you storm the ring.
Yeah.
And you lift Ralph Imabayashi on your shoulders.
He didn't storm.
Or, you know, you
he's congratulated.
Went up there and you basically took the stage alongside Ralph as if to tell the Royal Flush that this is the time when the good guys get to shine. Right? And now things are obviously reversed again now that Brian Leo and the Flush are back in power.
Mm-hmm.
So let's taking that in mind and bringing that to Revolution X, do you think that you guys, as the anti-Flush, so to speak, your forces are divided because there's you, there's Ralph, but the Royal Flush is still one solid unit heading into Revo X?
Well, they're only one solid unit because they're not chasing the PWR Championship altogether. It happens in any friendship, as you've seen over in wrestling. Actually, since the dawn of wrestling, any friendship can be broken all because of gold.
Or a woman.
Wow.
Oh, okay. We're going there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it tends to happen. And I'm pretty sure we're still anti-Flush, as Ralph himself has said. He is anti-Flush, but he will face the Flush on his own as he feels that he is the only man who can do it. I will face a Flush whenever I feel that they've been doing injustice to any of the PWR people or PWR in general. And yun, we stormed the ring, and no, we went to the ring to congratulate Ralph because we wanted to celebrate that moment that the Royal Flush, seemingly thinking that they're untouchable, seemingly thinking that they're on top of the world, until the scrappy underdog Ralph Imabayashi was able to dethrone Classical Brian Leo. And that was a nice moment.
It was a nice moment.
It was a very nice moment.
So, all of that being said, when Revolution X is over and done with, is there a chance that you and Ralph will get to mend your friendship?
There's always a chance to mend friendships. It's actually up to both parties. I mean, to me, I would really...
Yeah.
You know, I would extend a hand. I would extend a hand and shake Ralph Imabayashi's hand, being the competitor that he is. Facing him alone is a great honor, actually.
It's up to him whether he shakes it back, you know.
Yeah.
Takes it back. Anyway, let's shoot the shit a bit. We've been talking about serious matters about the PWR Championship and Ralph Imabayashi, but let's shoot the shit a bit. Let's go a little easier, a little lighter on the whole issue. It's been 1 year since the first Revolution X. And who would have thought that PWR would come such a long way to have a second annual Revolution X event? Ooh. So not just not just as a competitor, but also an integral part of the PWR machinery. How do you feel, man, having come this far?
I honestly feel as nervous, as excited, as much. I feel I have as much fun as I'm having since the very first day.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of challenges over the course of a year.
Yeah.
A lot of growing pains with PWR and everything. Pero that feeling when you still go out there, have fun, put on a great show for everyone, that's the feeling that no matter what happens backstage, no matter what happens anywhere, yan pa rin ang feeling that everyone in that roster is looking to get. So, yun, I'm very, very, I'll be really honest here, I'm very, very nervous for the show. I hope a lot of people go. And
that's true.
Ultimately, I ultimately just want everyone who goes there to have fun. And please tell all your friends, and yeah, hopefully you go.
You are really nervous about this.
Yeah, I'm always nervous before a match. I think, I don't think it was Daniel Bryan, but someone said before that if you're not nervous, I don't think
that's true.
Yeah, I'm one of those people.
Looking back, can you unequivocally say that between the first Revolution X and now, do you think the PWR has gone up?
Of course. Between the first Revolution X and now, we've got leaps and bounds higher.
Are we going to start throwing shade at MCS now?
Well, hello, hey. MCS.
Oh, yeah, we can thank MCS, but let's not sugarcoat any shit.
Thank you, but you know,
but, you know, there's that, a reason that. You're in the rear view mirror and not in the front seat.
But yeah, as I said, leaps and bounds. Yeah. We have more people in the roster, a lot more
experience.
The ring,
sure.
Obviously,
yeah.
the ring,
big time. Oh. The ring, it should be enough to say we have upgrade. We have a lot. Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, shit. I just remember, like, a year ago, Revolution X, biggest show of the year, technically, we didn't have our own ring yet.
Yep. Nope, we did not.
We didn't have our own ring. We didn't have Titantrons. A lot of the guys did not have their own songs. Right?
Well, no. Metanamai.
A lot of the guys did not have their own songs.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, by Revolution X, there was just classical Brian Leo and maybe JDL. I'm not sure.
I didn't have my song. I didn't use my song then yet.
So, right? I think it was only Brian Leo who actually had his own song. Maybe Bombay. Yeah, because I know Panzer was still using Hoobastank.
Bombay, yeah. I remember Bombay having...
Hoobastank.
I remember
Panzer.
Bombay.
Was that Hoobastank?
That was Hoobastank.
Yeah,
really?
Don't waste another day. That is a Hoobastank song. Yeah.
So I remember Bombay now when I was standing in the ring and then his music played and I'm like, oh, shit.
That moment, though, since we're reminiscing, that moment when you stood there with the title and then smoke was just entering the ring, that gave me goosebumps.
Oh, thank you.
I stood there and I was like, I can't believe this is happening. We have our own champion. We have our own championship. And he's right there, right? Like, it just felt so surreal that it was happening in the flesh. And then everything else happened. You know, I don't think we need to go into detail about that.
But yung feeling nun, like, being the first ever champion of PWR... Actually, I was really... umiyak ba ako nun?
I can't remember. No. I think you were busy.
Yeah, I was
busy processing everything.
As in, just looking at the crowd,
and
looking
what happened
at the belt,
next, yeah.
And then finally hearing that music, and then everything that happened, yeah.
But nothing much has changed since then in the sense that you're still one of the fan favorites. Like, whenever people go to a PWR show, they look for the Señorito. They ask about Jake De Leon. And right during the meet and greets, you're one of the very first people that people approach. I think people could form a legitimate line just to meet you.
And for that, I thank all the amigos and amigas out there. Whenever there's a show, I always make it a point to try and, no matter what Ralph Imabayashi says, that I'm a show off, that I like to pander to the crowd. That's what I love to do, kasi
that's why I'm there. Happy, yeah.
And, send them home happy. That's my motto. All
right, so looking forward, between now and the next Revolution X, hopefully, what is your personal wish list for PWR? You don't have to speak as an in-ring competitor. You can just make these wishes as someone who is an important part of PWR.
Wait, to the third Revolution X?
In the future.
All right. Number one, Triple H, if you're listening. I think pasok kami lahat sa cruiserweight na...
I can name a few guys, Lauren.
I think pasok ako. Anyway... Yes, obviously we'd want to get better. We'd want more people to coach us. We want to get more of more experience, basically. Get more international people to help train us. And obviously we also want to go abroad and kind of get that experience for ourselves. Because if you don't keep on training, if you don't keep on wrestling, you're not really getting any better.
That's true, yeah.
And if you're not wrestling with veterans that can teach you things in and outside of the ring that are very helpful, we're not really growing. So if we just keep on staying here, it's being stagnant. But there's nothing wrong with staying here in the Philippines and building our own brand. Pero as wrestlers, we'd all want to grow. I'm pretty sure everyone in the back, all the boys agree with me. All the boys and girls agree with me that we all want to get better and we all want to hone our craft just for, you know, just for the fans. We want them. We want to give them the best product that we possibly can give.
What's changed? Like, I guess since PWR began 2 years ago, it's been a full, more than a full 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Since PWR got off the ground, from among the things you can actually share with our audience, with our listeners, what has changed with the company? Like, say, with the training style or with the way that they approach talent?
We don't have to divulge too many sensitive information.
In terms of the way we approach talent with what happens backstage, there's not really much that's changed. I'm pretty sure the board has gotten more help since we're getting bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of everything, whenever we have people come up to us saying, how can we be part of this, for everyone who wants to join boot camp, I still say this today, to this day. I said it in the first day, I said it up to now.
Right.
The only thing that I look for in particular is your passion.
Right.
Because, all right, you can be the most technically gifted, you can be
the most
athletic, you can be the most
good looking,
up in cardio and everything. But if you don't have the passion for it, I'm sorry, I'm not sure if you're going to last.
With that said, meron ba tayong hint na kailan ni susunod ng bootcamp patch?
Because we've been getting a lot of questions.
Yeah.
I've been getting a lot of questions, and it would be nice to
to throw it off.
To hear it straight from a PWR original.
Well, one of the head trainers of the bootcamp.
As of now, there's not any, wala pang sure date, but I'm thinking along the lines of after Revolution X.
Hopefully.
Well, anything after Revolution X is a possible date. But yes, maybe sometime around after Revolution X, because all of the trainers, all of the boys in the back are focused
preparing
on the biggest show, May 28th, iAcademy Auditorium. Yeah, and it's going to be exciting.
Kailan na hanggang graduate, boss?
What?
Kailan na hanggang graduate ng bootcamp?
I don't know. Me and the other trainers still don't see it in you, bro.
What do I have to do?
You gotta roll more.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Or maybe he doesn't have the right tools.
Well, I think I need to see a bit more passion.
I mean, we have Camus. He's a tool.
Oh, okay.
All right. Of course, Camus not being here can't retaliate. So let's move on to a couple more questions before we let the señorita go. We know he's a very, very busy gentleman. How have you been preparing for May 28th on both ends? One, as a performer, and two, as one of the guys who's overseeing the company on a larger level.
For me, I've been trying to, in terms of the company one, I've been trying to help anywhere I can. We're still growing. So yes, we still need a lot of help in many different ways to promote, to do social media stuff. Yeah. So we try to do whatever we can. And in terms of me, for the upcoming the upcoming three-way match for the PWR Championship, I've been doing my usual workouts, but more on a more extreme level, because I want to be prepared.
Right,
I want to be ready.
It's
Classical Brian Leo is going to be ready. Ralphie Mabayashi is going to be ready. I have to be even more ready than both of them, because I know that these are A-grade athletes. They wouldn't be PWR champions if they weren't.
Well, you're all PWR champions.
But I'm trying to be one step ahead and just keep on keeping up.
All right, so I guess with that said, do you have a final message for each man that you're facing?
Ralphie Mabayashi, Classical Brian Leo, you guys, well, we know all of our past from... let me just say this outright. Ralphie Mabayashi, Classical Brian Leo, you better watch out. May 28th, iAcademy Auditorium. I'm going to be bringing my A-game. Classical Brian Leo, you may be the king right now. I'm going to dethrone you. I haven't done it before, but I will do it now. May 28th, iAcademy Auditorium. And Ralph Mabayashi,
if you're looking to Sonic Crusher me again, Sonic Crusher my face to the ground, I'm gonna be ready this time, Alipin. And you know, just to say out there to the amigos and amigas, thank you for always supporting the Senorito Jake De Leon. Thank you for always supporting PWR. And we hope to see a lot of you at Revolution X, May 28th, the I Academy Auditorium. Classical Brian Leo, Ralph Mabayashi, Balanta Tanan, anong aton pass, diba? Balanta tatlo. So, amunin hambalan ko sa inyo, pag abot na ang Revolution X, May 28th sa I Academy Auditorium, dapat ready ka mo. Kasi balan nyo, ready man ko. Dalon ko ang minimum wage kag maximum wage. Wala ka mo may maubra kontra sa akon. Classical Brian Leo, ikaw ang King Subong. Ikaw ang hari. Pero hambalan ko lang sa imo, Subong. Kaksanta ka sa imo trono. Kag ikaw naman, Ralph Mabayashi, damo ta problema. Pero tapusan ta ng problema sa Revolution X. Ara na ang chance na maaway na ta face to face upod si Classical Brian Leo. Sumbaganay na tatanan. Pero sa hulihi, ako man yapon ma PWR champion.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. I mean, I don't understand Ilongo, but
neither do I.
Yeah, but you know, there's an extra edge when you cut a promo in your native tongue.
And it felt so genuine because you know this guy is really looking forward to being the fifth ever PWR champion or the fifth generation. I'm trying to use New Japan terms.
What? Who's in the fifth generation?
No. You know how when the champions right, come right, out, yung succession nila in terms of reign.
Ito lang sabihin ko. Doesn't matter if I'm first. Doesn't matter if I'm fifth. Doesn't matter if I'm the 100th. I will be the PWR champion, and I will look to stay the PWR champion.
That is the right attitude.
That is how you drop a mic. Once again, thank you very much. Marami salamat, the Senorito Jake De Leon. We'll see you on May 28th, my friend.
Peace, amigos and amigas.
All right, we're about to wrap this baby up and take it home. We still have JDL here, so we might as well involve him in our finale, or at least our segment before we end the podcast. We call this the Pick of the Week. If you're new to this, it's where we pick a match or a segment or something wrestling-related that happened this week that is a must-watch. So because you are our esteemed guest for this week, yes. Senorito JDL, have at it.
Okay, so yung Pick of the Week ko this week is actually yung episode ng Tanods. Tanods, minsan sinasabi na. Tanods with Bombay and Red Redrick Mahaba. Okay, Bombay, I forgive you for using the 3D with Red. Medyo na ano lang yung emotion ko kanina. Medyo pagod yung, nakapagod yung araw. Pero, yes, I like this pick because it really shows that wrestling is starting to come back full-fledged in the pop culture scene in the Philippines, which is it has been gone for so long. So, yeah, it's the start of something. Well, I'd like to believe that Philippine Wrestling Revolution was the one that started the whole revolution of having wrestling back in commercials and everything. And now, Tanod. So, yes, this is my pick of the week.
My personal wish just for that episode, I wish Red got to, like, interact with Joy Spring.
Oh,
that would have been really interesting.
Well, that should have been a bright with heels.
Oh, lang yan. Kami mag-interact next episode.
Hey.
Well,
you should get you know what? Direct Nico Lovello, get more PWR guys.
Oh, yeah, man.
And then
the boys are willing.
And get them to interact with Jinri and Joy Spring just for the
and
lols.
Maria Ozawa.
Kakainaw ng palitao, please, game.
And Maria Ozawa.
All right, Ro, your pick of the week.
I don't have one. I really don't.
I think this is a first.
No, it's a second. I think I didn't have one last time.
Uh-huh.
It's just... I've been too busy to watch too much wrestling, to be honest with you guys.
Okay.
So, sorry.
I haven't seen Lucha Underground this week, so I'm probably going to have to cop out and just pick the Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens versus Miz and Cesaro match just because of the novelty of seeing Stenerico, as you know, the IWC calls them, teaming up together. And you know, those little things like matching colors, yung eventual tag teams, and seeing KO and Sami Zayn very big, begrudgingly trying to work together, and then having Kevin Owens put Sami Zayn down right after their hands are raised in victory. So,
sa pagkasabi mo ng Stenerico na yan, feeling ko si Camus na gano'n eh, nag-climax somewhere in the world.
Yeah, actually.
Oh, God. Yeah. Why?
That's not a very good mental image to end the podcast with.
Yes.
Thanks, JDL. You have taken Camus' place as the person who gives us these bad images when you go to sleep.
And someone's got to fill the spot.
Anyway, follow us on Twitter, as always. It's @_Stancy, @RoseWar, @CavemanCamus, @SenoritoJDL.
Yes, Senorita JDL.
That's on Twitter. And on Facebook, it's @JDL Senorita, ba? Or is it the same?
JDL Senorita. I wasn't thinking well back when I was making the Facebook.
Yeah, clearly social media managers everywhere are scratching their heads.
Yeah, I know.
As to why it's different.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Of course, we got Revolution X coming up in just a few days' time, a week from Saturday. So it's May 28th. It's at the iAcademy Auditorium.
You can buy your tickets at three places.
Three places: the Appraisery, Playbook Video Game, the Appraisery in the Cubao Expo, Playbook Video Game Lounge at Pergola Mall, and the Wingman.
At the Collective in Makati.
And of course, we're selling tickets at the gate.
Of course.
So if you still can't make your way to all these other places, just be early. The line is bound to be long, and you can get your tickets there. Tickets are 400 pesos, right?
Yes, across the board. Pesos. Yeah, across the board.
So wala nang VIP, regular. It's all the same 400 pesos for the biggest show of the year.
Your
main event, you got JDL, Ralph Imabayashi, and Brian Leo for the PWR Championship. My job's on the line, by the way. Chris Panzer is my champion.
Good luck pala dun. Good luck.
Yeah, we need it. We need all the prayers. Versus John Sebastian and that asshole, Casey Montero. Mm-hmm. You also have a match for the PHX Championship. It's a gauntlet match where the number one contender is the winner of that gauntlet match and immediately faces main Max.
So top of the poll pa rin daw siya, is Crystal. Eh.
And I'm not surprised. All these white knights are voting for Crystal.
These thirsty...
Yeah.
Thirsty motherfuckers.
And they forget that there are seven other guys in there. Among them, Mark Di Manalo, Vintendo, El Trabajador Uno, Johan Olliore, Sandata, Chino Ginto, and Vintendo.
Yeah.
And then you have your match between Canto Terror and the Apocalypse. It's an all-out war, and I'd like to think that it'll be something worth watching out for.
Right.
That particular match. You also have Redrick Mahaba going up against James Idol Martinez, where if Redrick loses, he has to join the network. So
I like to see that.
Those are just among the highlights. And of course, the grudge match between Ken Warren and Miguel Rosales.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can't sleep on that as well. Is there anything else I'm missing?
Let me run it through. Yeah, I think you got all.
Yeah, we've covered everything for now. But I think we have a couple matches we have yet to announce as of recording time.
We have some matches we haven't yet announced.
Yeah, so I don't want to blow our load just yet. So that's why I was like, yeah, let's kind of hold back for a bit.
Right? Next week, pa naman.
Yeah. There is next week when we go home.
Follow PWR on Facebook, PH Wrestling Revo, and on Twitter and Instagram at PWR Official.
All right. And thank you to the folks over at Mellow 94.7 for always hosting us and having us record right here. And thank you for helping us become the number 57th ranked podcast in the sports and rec section in iTunes Philippines.
Yo.
So on behalf of the Senorito Jake De Leon, of Ravishing Ro Moran, and Rowdy Raf Camus orgasming somewhere. My name is Stunning Stancy. Thank you very much. We'll catch you next week for another episode of the SGP Podcast.
Peace!
Yo.
Thank you for listening to the SGP Podcast. To get more from the voice of the modern Filipino wrestling fan, go to www.smarkhenry.ph.